Alita, it was a very busy weekend at the Alita rink. The Alita Rec hockey team held their annual hockey tournament this past weekend with 5 teams participating. The final game in the B event was played between Storthokes and Oxbow, where Storthokes won 4-1 for the bronze. The last game in the A event was then played between Bellegarde and Alita, with Bellegarde defeating Alita 4-3 in a very close game, which resulted in Alita receiving silver and Bellegarde the gold and their name on the tournament trophy. The Recs also held both a Chinese and silent auction throughout the day. This was very well supported and winners were declared at the end of the day. The rink kitchen was also kept busy and they served a special meal of pierogies and smokies throughout the day. All in all, the day was very successful for both the hockey team and the rink kitchen. Congratulations to the winners, and hopefully we'll see you all again next year. Sunday breakfast was held with Kitchen Group 2 being at the helm, and they served up approximately 35 breakfasts. It was a quiet morning for the kitchen workers, and I'm sure that this is due to the late night at the rink on Saturday. The breakfast challenge mark was not broken, so it will be up to Kitchen Group 3 next Sunday when they are at the helm. The next event at the rink will be the annual Oilmen and Farmers Bondspiel on February 3 and 4. Make sure to get your rink entered by calling Margaret at 306-485-7245. Hope to see you on the ice. The Alita community extends their belated congratulations and best wishes to the following new familia: Nola Mae Demi McKenna, baby girl born September 11, 2022 to Ian and Brianne. Proud grandparents are Scott and Leona McKenna, and Heather Jane Dotremont, baby daughter, born December 18, 2022 to Kelly and Maddie. Congratulations to proud grandpa Dan as well. The community extends a very happy new year to our Chinese family, the G's, as last weekend was Chinese New Year. All the best for a great year in 2023.